This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's now 7 after the hour, and this is another edition of Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen to go through a number of things that have been researched. The information from Ken, having explored and done some of the research himself, exploring what the medical journals have to say, and also what's in the news. For example, we start with an update on Damar Hamlin, the football player who had, I don't even know if I can pronounce this, Ken, is it commotio cordis? Is that what it is?
Good job. Huh, good job. Yeah.
So tell me about how he's doing and what that is.
You and I have talked about sudden cardiac death before. That's when the heart develops a very rapid rhythm from the bottom of the heart, either ventricular tachycardia or ventricular fibrillation, so rapidly it's beating like a bag of worms.
Right.
Well, we know from Damar Hamlin that he had this very rapid rhythm, but the big question is what triggered this very rapid rhythm? And it seems like Damar Hamlin had this very rare entity called commotio cordis, as you so very well pronounced. Commotio cordis, the heart has a cycle from the beginning of each beat. Each beat goes through this distinct cycle from one beat to the other. And from one beat to the next, there's about a 20 millisecond period. You know, a millisecond is a thousandth of a second. So if your heartbeat is beating 60 times a minute, then just to make the numbers easy, that's about one time a second. So there's about 20 milliseconds of that 1 second where the heart is vulnerable. You pound the heart and it can start beating chaotically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happens with commotio cordis. It usually occurs in a younger person, usually in a male, because males play lacrosse or hardball, but it can occur in a female if they're hit in the chest with a projectile, either a baseball, a lacrosse ball. Here it was a helmet. Right at the exact moment, this 20 millisecond vulnerable period in the heart cycle, if the heart is hit really hard at that moment, it will trigger this ventricular tachycardia or ventricular fibrillation. This is so rare. There's only about 20 of these episodes with sports each year in America. And this is what we believe happened to Damar Hamlin. He had an episode of commotio cordis. The helmet hit him in the chest just at this vulnerable point. It was just incredibly bad luck. And you could see him get up, and the heart was just beating in such rapid, it had a little bit of blood pressure, and then he just goes back, straight backwards on his back, how someone looks when the heart stops beating effectively to get any blood flow to the brain. So he goes down from sudden cardiac death, ventricular fibrillation from commotio cordis, and fortunately come out on the field very quickly to do CPR, and also to using an AED, an automatic external defibrillator, to shock his heart. They get him back into regular rhythm. They do CPR very quickly. And if you get to somebody within 10 minutes, you can save them. The problem is most people, when this happens, when sudden cardiac death for any cause occurs, most people don't get CPR and shocked within 10 minutes. They don't survive. Fortunately, here the healthcare was amazing, and I don't want to hear you, Doug, criticizing American healthcare ever again after seeing what we did for Damar Hamlin, because very few places in the world could Damar Hamlin been saved, got to the hospital, and then this week, amazingly, was transferred to Buffalo General Hospital intact. When he woke up a day or two later, he asked, did we win the game? This shows amazingly his neurologic system is intact. He's gone back to Buffalo to rehab. And interestingly, there have just been no press conferences. And obviously, when people see no press conferences, their minds do wonder about what may be going on. But hopefully, it's only because they're trying to protect his privacy. But the rest of the story, as they say, perhaps we'll find out in the future. But so far, it looks like he's doing amazingly well. Everybody has asked me this week, do I think he'll ever play again? I think there's a good chance. What they'll do is eventually they'll check his heart electrically, these electrophysiological studies, making sure that the electrical system is incredibly stable. And only because of this very rare bit of bad luck did it go into this chaotic. And if they can't trigger this abnormal heart rhythm, this ventricular tachycardia, in the electrophysiology lab, I think they'll let him play.
Well, let's see what happens along that score. That's pretty optimistic in the sense, but you're the man who knows, as one of the preeminent cardiologists in our country, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, practicing at Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. There's a lot of interest in Ken and his procedures, how he helps people. He does offer EECP, but more than that, he's good at general medical information, as you hear on this program, and that's what attracts people to him and his service. So you can find Ken by dialing into the office, 352-735-1400, anytime during the work week, and you can spend an hour with him and see what comes out of it. A lot of good comes out of it as far as I'm concerned. So check it out, his telemedicine, the reports that he's able to do. It's great stuff. 352-735-1400. I may pass along to you something as we are now steeped in the middle. We really are the middle of the new year and resolutions and these people that want weight loss and are doing it the safe, natural way with Calitrin. The call is out for Calitrin. They're back on the good graces, if you will, of people. You know, for a while, people ignore this stuff. They like to have the eat, drink, and be merry syndrome, right? So now that's over, and you're still alive, but you do have concerns about your health, the condition of your body. So you don't want to introduce any stimulants. You don't want to introduce drugs. You want to take the all-natural approach, and that's what Calitrin does so phenomenally well. That's why they've been around in business for 25 years. Wouldn't have lasted had they not been able to not only convince people to take it, but be successful in the charge. Their charge is to help people lose weight and keep it off. Take it consistently. I do it every day, all the time, every night before I go to bed. I take a couple of these. They're good for all kinds of reasons. You can find it all out by going to their website, toploss.com. Check out the deal now. Buy four and get four free, that sort of thing. Now, find out how you get four free. Get free shipping, too. When you use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, use that code and take care of yourself and your family. Get them onto Calitrin so you can lose the weight and keep it off and be healthy from now until the end of time. Check it all out, seriously, at toploss.com.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
From the creators of Kentucky Fried Chicken comes the Taste Good Holiday Event of the Year, KFC's $5 Famous Bowl, starring crispy chicken, creamy mashed potatoes, gravy, corn, and everyone's favorite, melty cheese.
I'm in love with you, Famous Bowl.
Treat yourself to the bowl critics are calling a ho-ho whole lot of food that even a Scrooge couldn't resist.
Humbug, that's tasty.
Gift yourself a KFC Famous Bowl for just $5.
Now on the app and at a Kentucky Fried Chicken near you. For a limited time, prices and participation may vary.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice, so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Doug Steffen on the Good Day Health Program for this weekend, looking around at all of the things that we have to talk about. COVID, Ken. COVID-19, the flu, the misery that's been caused, the outrage that people are feeling when they find out how much these vaccinations are costing. Pfizer and Moderna apparently not too worried about the bad PR coming from what they want to charge for these things. So you're still recommending, though, that people get the COVID shot, the flu shot, right, as we get into the really bad winter months?
Well, I would recommend anyone over the age of 6 months who's not allergic to a flu shot definitely to get a flu shot. And I guess it's still not too late. I hope you've had it by now, but it's probably still not too late. Flu this year has caused at least 230,000 hospitalizations and already at least 14,000 deaths. It seems like the rate of flu is coming down a bit, but the rate of hospitalizations and deaths is not yet coming down. So that's gets a little bit out about flu. COVID-19, we thought it was going away. This is going to be the forever story. We thought it was going away, and now there's a new variant, this XBB.1.5, another subvariant of Omicron, and it's spreading quickly. At least many, many Americans have got it, and it's predicted that we may all get this because it's the most contagious of all of them. And especially in the Northeast, it's very common right now. I'm sure it's going to be coming our way soon. We're already seeing, I just got the stats from the local hospitals. We've already seen a change in the projection of the rate of hospitalizations right here where I am. So this subvariant, I guess, has come our way already, but it's incredibly contagious. And again, I am recommending the most recent booster for COVID-19, the one that combines the original variant with the Omicron, which was B4, B5, not this exact subvariant, but it does have some effectiveness. The effectiveness is in keeping you out of the hospital and keeping you alive, not keeping you from getting ill. With this new variant, this XBB 1.5, even if you've had all of your shots, even if you've had COVID, even if you've had Omicron, one of the other variants, you're still at risk of getting it. The key is you don't want to die from it. And I recommend anyone age 60 and over to get the newest booster. Anyone who has immune issues, anyone who has any chronic illness, which makes them more susceptible to get the vaccine. And if you have any questions, just talk to your doctor. I'll talk to you myself. I've had this booster, and I'm more concerned about the virus than I am about the vaccine. I'm more concerned about it's 11 times more likely that you'll get an infection, inflammation of your heart from the virus than you will from the vaccine. The myocarditis, 11 times more likely from the virus itself than the vaccine.
Interesting. Coming up in the next portion of this program, there is a new anti-COVID secret weapon that Ken wants to talk about. We'll do that in a matter of moments here on Good Day Health.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With Dr. Ken this week on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be along. It's the second week of the new year. A lot of things going on, a lot of info. It's always, there's a plethora of information that Ken goes through and helps us understand how it applies to you. And certainly this is important. If you're using this secret weapon, what is the anti-COVID secret weapon, Ken?
Nothing more as complicated as working out, getting exercise, getting to the gym. It seems like there's great data now that those who have stayed most active, working out, staying with their exercise program, have done themselves well at protecting themselves from death or severe COVID-19.
You know, I was thinking about what you was saying about Damar Hamlin, and it came to my attention that there's a pitcher for the White Sox named Liam Hendricks, who this week has revealed that he had non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And he's 33 years old, a diagnosis he's talking about in Instagram. He shared this as a professional athlete and for everybody to know. So I go back to the question that I've asked you before, because we do talk about Hodgkin's lymphoma, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. What's the difference between the two, and which is the more serious of the two? Because you think at the outset, okay, if Hodgkin's lymphoma is the standard, non-Hodgkin's must be safer to have. That's probably not the right word, but it's not as dangerous, and I'm not sure that's true, is it?
No, it's just thinking in the broad category of lymphoma. Lymphoma are the parts of the body that help fight infection, help protect against foreign bodies. They're part of the immune system. and this is the broad category of lymphoma. And when these lymph glands, we have lymph nodes all over our body. If you've ever had a sore throat, you feel your neck swell up. Those are the lymph glands around the throat. Lymph glands are all throughout the body. Whatever part of your body is fighting infection or protecting itself from a foreign body, they swell up to really man up and get more powerful to fight whatever. Man up, woman up, whatever it takes to fight the battle there. Okay, and in non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, where you especially get unnecessary, uncontrolled increased cell growth is in the white blood cell. So that's just one specific type of lymphoma, and Hodgkin's lymphoma. And the non-Hodgkin's is where it's in different parts of the lymph system. So don't get hung up in all the medical terminology. Just think about more easily that it's a type of lymphoma. And many lymphomas today are treatable.
Mm-hmm. Well, you remember when we worked with Rich McFadden over at the other network at Radio America, he had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and he just said to me when he was diagnosed, he said, I'm going to beat this. And you could tell in his tone that he was serious, that he thought he could beat it, and he did. And I always wondered whether, because not knowing at the time the difference between non-Hodgkin's and Hodgkin's lymphoma, that he was going to die, or he could have very easily died, but he didn't seem to let it get in the way of his life.
Well, it just depends on how aggressive the form you have is, and how well you get to it. But chemotherapy, radiation therapy, there's targeted drug therapy, there's bone marrow transplants. There's a lot of ways to address this, and it just depends on whether you have a minimal aggressive type or a very aggressive type.
All right, speaking of marrow, I had an experience this week that I want to share with you and the audience, something that is becoming a little more popular when it comes to, instead of choosing to replace a bone or a portion of your body with something artificial, is there another thing you can do? We'll talk about that as we continue in the next half hour here at Good Day Health.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in the home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quiet area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Shrinkflation was bad enough. Now skimpflation? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. As the cereal box got thinner, Merriam-Webster Dictionary added the word shrinkflation. But at least you can see it by looking at unit price. Now an invisible ripoff. Skimpflation. When Smart Balance Spread reduced the share of vegetable oil by 40%, one customer complained that it spits all over when frying an egg and doesn't melt on toast. Maker ConAgra quickly, quote, heard the feedback and decided to return to previous recipes. So it pays to squawk if, for instance, that 1,000-sheet roll of Scott toilet paper feels thinner. One shopper who weighed it and found it 20% lighter posted that quality has gone down the toilet. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at, and you can quote me.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Attorney General Merrick Garland on Thursday named Robert Herr as special counsel to investigate President Biden having top secret documents in his Delaware car garage and office space in Washington, D.C. in all three locations have been identified with documents. The top secret documents have been his responsibility since at least 2017. The president says he is cooperating with authorities.
They discovered a small number of documents of classified markings and storage areas and file cabinets in my home and my personal library.
A case in front of the Supreme Court on Thursday is challenging the liability shield protecting websites such as YouTube and Facebook. Google executives are chiming in, saying this could upend the Internet. Tesla has announced it's made significant cuts to the cost of new electric vehicle models in the USA. Lance Pry, USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 past the hour this week. Doug Steffen, Dr. Ken, together as usual. I will call your attention to some of the past broadcasts and podcasts that we have of Ken discussing some of the issues, the medical issues of the day, how they're being dealt with, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The FDA approving the first gene therapy. We talked about that and how you can be impacted by that. Treatments for hemophilia, cancer patients, why you should eat dark leaf greens, What does that do for you? It slows memory loss. You're going to hear the details of that in a recent episode of Good Day Health, the podcast. A lot of COVID things come up. Always we're focused on that. Ken talks about processed foods and how they're destroying our brains in a recent edition of the podcast, Good Day Health. You find it at gooddayhealthshow.com. And then we also, on a recent episode of the podcast, heart disease and COVID, some of the same things that we go back and forth, because there are a lot of these things that need to be either repeated or they have a different angle, and so we get to that on the show every week. Catch the podcast of Dr. Ken at gooddayhealthshow.com. And we'll have certainly the memorializing of this conversation this week when it is all put together sometime during the week, gooddayhealthshow.com. So you come in sometimes, you hear bits and pieces of a story, you want to get the whole story. That's why the podcast is helpful. I had an experience this week that is worth a few moments of our time. I had a PRP injection, or actually a couple, three or four of them, platelet-rich plasma. This was started at the Johns Hopkins Institute. It's now been researched, and in my area, the Harvard Medical School has teamed up with the Spalding Rehab Center to offer this treatment. So in terms of what it does, I went along, my physical therapist is the one who encouraged me to get this. You have to pay for it because insurance doesn't. And the recovery time depends on how healthy you are. So I had this, they take blood, a couple of huge vials of blood. I said to the nurse when she was taking it out, am I going to have any blood left? And she sort of laughed. She says, yeah, your bone marrow will replace it pretty quickly. So I wanted to talk about that from that perspective, at least, Ken, in part anyway, how is the blood replaced whenever you have this sort of a deal, or anything that where when you give blood, when you have your blood tested for your annual physical, they take blood. So is it replaced, and how is it replaced? And in terms of the injections themselves and what to expect, this is something that's being used for people who have bad knees, bad ankles, bad hips, bad shoulders, problems that the plasma in the blood, because it's so strong, goes in and attacks what the problem is and heals it. And so I will tell you that I'm extraordinarily sore today, both my shoulders, and I've been told not to do anything because I am very active and work out and do the same sorts of things that you do, and I can't do it for at least a month because it'll interfere with the hearing. But the way I feel today, I wouldn't want to do it because I'm so sore. But that probably happens after this is not an operation really, but it is a treatment, and I find more and more, the more I talk about it, this particular rehab center has a part of its center is devoted to this, and they have all day, every day. There are four doctors, all women, who are involved in the procedure with me. You look on an ultrasound, they see where the tears, the damage is, and they inject the plasma right into those areas. And if you don't think that hurts, woo! But you know, they'll tell you that in 6 weeks' time, I should be very much back to being able to do all the things that I have done, and that gives it enough time to heal. So anyway, that's my story about PRP. What's your read on it and how it's conducted and why insurance doesn't pay for it?
Well, why they don't pay for it, you know, that's only a question Nostradamus could answer.
That's right. Okay. Got it. Yes.
But, this is a cutting edge, state of the art treatment, and it's just, you know, new out there. It's hopefully it's going to work for you. This is also used for some cosmetic procedures. People use it to stimulate hair growth. They use it to enhance other cosmetic procedures. It's been used in wound healing and trauma and joint injury, as for yourself. Sometimes you need to repeat these. Did they talk? Because often this doesn't work long term? Did they talk about future treatments?
They said to me that you could be back in here a year from now, you could be back in 6 years from now, or you could never come back because it might take care of it. It depends on your body chemistry, how you take care of your body, and how you allow this to heal in the proper time. For example, I'm going back to California next weekend. The last thing I should do is pick up a bag and put it in the overhead. That's something that, you know, don't do stuff, don't put anything over your head. And then there are other things that they talk about with regard to this. And so with that and me being conscious of it, and frankly, in the wintertime, I'm not as active on the farm, so I can kind of get away for the next couple of months without being as active. I tried to get everything done that I needed to up to the last minute, frankly. I was out until 9 o'clock the night before I had the treatment, getting things sort of organized so that I wouldn't have to do any of the heavy stuff. But what more impressed me was how the body works. And I thought maybe if you wouldn't mind taking a minute. So understanding the bone marrow stuff and how blood is actually made. So when you take out a big hunk of blood, how does it get replaced? What's the body's process for resupplying the blood that we need to keep ourselves alive?
Well, that's the bone marrow. I mean, we've all had steak once in our life, and you look at the bone, and you know, it's between the hardness is that nice softness in the middle of the marrow, and in that area is the fertilizer where all these cells of the blood are produced. And if you have normal bone marrow, your body continuously is making these cells, and throughout our lives the bone marrow is continuously active. And this procedure that you've had is in fact FDA approved. It's just considered investigational, and that's why the insurers have yet to pick it up. And this is very similar to the pattern you see with new procedures, but this was developed, as he said, for Johns Hopkins. It's used for a number of areas: skin rejuvenation, hair loss, osteoarthritis, post-surgical healing, tendon, ligaments, muscle and joint injuries. And I presume more and more research is going to be done on this, and we're going to be hearing more about this. Did you have to sign a consent saying that you were participating in an investigational study?
Yep, I signed. You wouldn't believe I thought I was buying a new house. I signed so much paperwork. I said to the lady in the office, I said, this is like signing up for a mortgage, for God's sake. And you have to disclaim.
There are some reported risks and side effects: bleeding, tissue damage, infection, nerve injuries.
Yeah. If you've got people that don't know what they're doing, I would say you stay away. You go to a place like I did, a rehab center that's connected to a hospital like Johns Hopkins or the Harvard Medical Team. These are people that are doing this research, as you've suggested. They've been at it for a long time. They know what it's about. This woman that was the chief of the medical protocol, there were three doctors and a nurse in on this with me. One of them was running the infrared, not the infrared, but the ultrasound to go and look at it. It was pretty amazing. You know, I'm spoiled. Most people don't know what ultrasound is. You've spoiled me because you use, every time I have my physical down there, you use ultrasound to take a look at my heart and my cardiovascular system, where all their veins and arteries are, how big they are. I talk to people all the time that have physicals. They don't even know what it is. What's ultrasound? Some people think it's what they use to look at the babies in your womb as the babies are growing. Right? There's a lot of uses for it.
It's one of the uses. What made you decide to do this, to be a bit of a guinea pig? And I say that politely.
It's, no, I know
we
you do.
Need people. We need people to be willing to get involved in these studies, and that's how the course of medicine progresses and improves. But what made you willing to be on the front cutting edge here?
I'll tell you that in a minute. The hows and whys and why I did it coming up here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder about how you, if you're in the medical business, if you're in the farming business, if you have a restaurant, whatever your business is, you have five or more employees, have you gone to COVIDpayment.com? There's some great news, great information there. They've set aside funds from the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed State opened during COVID. I know, you know, we all struggled with this sort of thing. And the small and mid-sized businesses suffered the most in our country. So these payments are for you, not loans. You don't have to pay them back. This money is available now. You got to know how to do it, and that's why you contact COVIDPayment.com. COVIDPayment.com, the process will entitle you to up to $26,000 per employee. So when you go through and answer the questions, the folks who are the experts at COVIDPayment.com will then go through all of the procedures. They'll do the work, and they get paid a percentage of the funds that they get to you. So your company can qualify for $26,000 per employees right now. Go to COVIDPayment.com. Help yourself to some of that money. Taxpayer dollars, it's there. And maybe you use it to bonus the employees. Maybe use it to further benefit you and your business. Whatever it is, it's there for you. Why not get it if you can? COVIDPayment.com, that's the way to get it.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
When you work in the kitchen, what you cook often ends up on your clothes. I used to add a little extra bargain detergent on all my stains. But then I realized, is it really a bargain if I have to use more? Now I use Tide Simply. One cap is all you need to deal with tough stains and odors. Best of all, it works on a line cook's budget too. And just like this line cook, Tide Simply gets the job done. Table 10 up.
Tide Simply. Tough on stains, easy on your wallet.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, National Tire and Battery, and other fine retailers.
Kronau's here at 53 after the hour on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen here with some of the information, some of the important medical stories, the questions that come up. I've been talking a lot this week about Johns Hopkins and their PRP program. I suppose there's a lot of question and answer that come out of that. But lately I've seen some more info out of Johns Hopkins about hearing loss and what it can lead to, Ken. So what's the answer to that question?
Sure, Doug. Older adults with greater severity of hearing loss, they seem to be more likely to have dementia. And the good news is that treating the hearing loss may lower the risk of getting dementia. So, you know, I often hear so much from my patients that they're a little uneasy about hearing aids, whereas just eyeglasses, they're seeing aids, and we don't think so much about them. Hearing aids are no different than eyeglasses.
Right, except they're harder to keep in your ear if you don't have them locked down something. Eyeglasses are pretty easy to hold on to your face because of your nose.
The technology recently is amazing.
It is. So it keeps you from losing. I know I have a fellow that works with me on the farm who can't hear anything. And I bought him a set of hearing aids a couple of years ago, and he's afraid to lose them. He didn't know how to adjust the volume, so he hears all the traffic on the street instead of just, you know, whatever the conversation is. So it's good to know that there is a lot of advances being done, as you've suggested. Okay, next up in the question department, how is this story about women who are over the age of 65 more vulnerable for something like cervical cancer? Why would that be, and what are the stats?
Well, the CDC has just made this observation this week that too many people...
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To explore your health and well-being here on the Good Day Health segment of the Good Day program, featuring Dr. Jack Stockwell, who is a brilliant chiropractor, NUCA chiropractor, that specializes in your upper cervical spine, your neck, your shoulders. He and his wife Mary run a clinic in Salt Lake City that is just nothing short of fabulous. The information that they provide for people who are their clients in the clinic and people online at there are two different websites that Jack, well, actually there's three with the Good Day Health podcast, and the the stuff that's there, but ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can find out what's going on, really, from the research department that Jack has worked on many years. They've produced some great supplements like the Long Life Energy Enzymes. Those are fabulous. I take them every single day, and I think they're responsible, Jack, for me looking like I'm 40 and continuing to go in the other direction, right? That's all they call them,
well,
the lead.
I've got patients that say their age spots are disappearing when they...
There you go. Yep. All right, so, and I want to remind you of our podcast. Jack has ForbiddenDoctor.com. That's all about the things going on in the clinic. He has his own JackStockwell.com. It is specifically focused on the chiropractic, the Nooker chiropractic. Those of you listening have never experienced any kind of chiropractic, you really should. And if you can find a good Nooker person, we have a lot of listeners in Salt Lake City that I'm sure when people come in to visit with you, they usually tell you that they hear me or they hear you or both of us, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people over the years.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm just looking back at some of the things that we have talked about here with Jack, or some of the things that are in his podcast. How does your digestive system work? And if you overload your digestive system, which happens to a lot of people over the Christmas holidays, right, from Thanksgiving to Christmas, and so you talk about why we need lactic acid and yeast in one of the podcasts, the good bacteria, what your intestine needs. This is all about Jack being a GAPS practitioner, and GAPS is about your gut. And if you don't have a good, strong, healthy gut, then you're not going to have a good, strong, healthy body. So you can follow that. If I could talk all day, and you don't have to say anything.
Well, at ForbiddenDoctor.com, under podcasts, if you'll put in GAPS, G-A-P-S, the stands for gut and psychology syndrome, some of the best diet information you will ever hear is located right there.
One of the things that you say that's contraindicated, are your conversations about sugar and how it ruins your health. Look at how healthy I am, and look at how much sugar I have. My ice cream and cookie and cake, I don't know if I'm addicted, but I certainly like it.
All are.
Yeah, right. You and I, when we go out to dinner, we always have sweets.
Yeah, unless you've gone an entire year without sugar to break that habit. We're all addicted to sugar, the most common drug in America.
Right, there it is. So that's part of a more recent podcast you can get from Jack at gooddayhealth.com. Lots of things included in all of these podcasts. Say it again. What's the matter with my mouth here? There it is. Cholesterol levels. So let's talk about some ways. This is the big time of the year. Calitrin's coming back into the fold, losing weight, keeping it off. What is blood sugar, as long as we're talking about things we're addicted to, what does sugar have to do with weight?
If you do not consume any more sugar during a 24-hour period than your body requires for sugar-based energy, you're going to be just fine. The problem is we end up consuming more carbohydrates, more grams of carbohydrates, which is what sugar is, a carbohydrate, than our body requires. And so your body will store that as fat. Interestingly enough, no matter your age, your body doesn't know that when you finished with breakfast, lunch is coming, or the day, or the evening. It will take whatever is extra and store it as energy because it doesn't know you're going to eat some more. And the storage form of energy in nature is fat. Fat has more than twice as much energy per gram than either a protein or a fat. As a carbohydrate. So the body will take the carbohydrates and literally turn them into fats.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that's where our excess weight comes from. There's too many carbohydrates.
So
cut back on the sugar, your body will start using the fat for its energy.
You found, spend 30 seconds talking about this endocrinologist that's come up with yet another way to lose weight. There are always new diets every year. What's the story of this one? The 1-3-3 diet.
He calls it the 1-3-3 diet, which simply refers to one serving of carbohydrates, 3 servings of proteins, and 3 servings of vegetables throughout the day, which is a big cutback on sugar. You're going to lose weight. The 1-3-3 diet.
All right, check it out. Jack Stockwell is here on the Good Day program. Good Day download is at gooddayhealth.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.